a character so exalted, so strenuous, so various, so authoritative, astonished a corrupt age, and the treasury trembled at the name of Pitt through all classes of venality. Corruption imagined indeed that she had found defects in this statesman, and talked much of the inconsistency of his glory, and much of the ruin of his victories. But the history of his country and the calamities of the enemy answered and refuted her. Nor were his political his only talents. His eloquence was an era in the Senate, peculiar and spontaneous, familiarly expressing gigantic sentiments and instructive wisdom, not like the torrent of Demosthenes or the splendid conflagration of Tully. It resembled sometimes the thunder and sometimes the music of the spheres. He did not conduct the understanding through the painful subtlety of argumentation, nor was he ever on the rack of exertion, but rather lightened upon the subject, and reached the point by the flashings of the mind, which, like those of the eye, were felt but could not be followed. Upon the whole, there was in this man something that could create, subvert, or reform, an understanding, a spirit, and an eloquence to summon mankind to society, or to break the bonds of slavery asunder, and to rule the wildness of free minds with unbounded authority, something that could establish or overwhelm empires and strike a blow in the world that should resound through the universe.